Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I was not a military officer, but I know at the Army War College a decade ago, they were pretty insistent on having an actual objective that supports actual American interests when you committed American blood and treasure. Now, I brought this up because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. And he was saying something about we're not going to do anything if Putin decides to invade the Ukraine. And I thought about this. And my thought was, so what? What is our interest in the Ukraine? What, I mean, this is a border dispute between the Ukraine and Russia. I don't know where we fall into this one. Did the Ukraine join NATO? That would be a hook. But no one in D.C. ever listens to things like, what military officers used to think. Of course, they're now the military officers are woke. So, and for them, no matter how many stupid wars we get into, no matter how many times we end up burying a bunch of soldiers and looking like fools, there's always someone in D.C. ready to send your kid off to who cares this town. To do something for some reason that no one ever bothers to explain to us, people who either do or whose kids do the dirty work. And I'm at a loss as to the concrete American objective in Ukraine. That's my problem. So when you ask the question or the reasonable follow-up of, fine, and how many American dead or maimed is achieving that objective worth to you? The best you're going to get is a blank stare. Usually you'll get told that you love Putin as if protecting American lives from being wasted on another impulsive crusade is playing into his bloodstained hands. But this is a cycle that we need to break. It's a cycle of tragic failure by asking these questions and demanding the answers. And we do it by asking the questions. And what is the American interest served by the intervening in Ukraine against Russian aggression? That's question number one. And how many dead and maimed Americans are you willing to expend in order to achieve this objective that you find it worthy to send us overseas for our American military? And it's not unfair or unreasonable to ask these, and it's certainly not unpatriotic. But the Beltway Brigadier sure get huffy when you dare to pose them, and they positively freak when you suggest that if America is going to commit itself to the defense of another country, that we should go through the process of declaring war to do that. But declaring war means having a debate, and the last thing they want is a debate, because as we all know, there's no critical American objective to be achieved by sending our forces to fight Russia over this border dispute. We're not supposed to ask the important questions, and that sure is convenient. They might even have to explain why we have some moral obligation to get our kids killed securing Ukraine's borders at the same time that we have some moral obligation not to secure our own. And then again, there's no good answer. There's no good answer to any of these questions. Now, this is where they will Mott and Bailey you. They state their real position. We must fight Putin if he further invades Ukraine. Then when there's pushback, retreat to a less controversial position. Why intervening and deterring Russia does not necessarily mean going to war. But here's the reality. Deterrence is just making a fool of yourself if you're not willing to back up your big words. Backing up a Ukrainian red line means young Americans with rifles and the willingness to fix bayonets if your enemy does not yield. Putin isn't some Ivy League sissy who doesn't know that an F-35, well, he knows the difference between an F-35 and I-395. And he understands power, and he's a serious, thorough, evil man. Our elite, well, they're not that serious. And that includes our current military leadership, who have given us no reason to believe they could competently execute large-scale combat operations against a peer competitor like Russia. And people talk like we would win this fight walking away. How on earth would they know that? And if you go to the Army War College today and ask the aspiring generals, what is America's greatest strategic threat today? Half of those colonels will obediently answer climate change. An officer corps that thinks the weather is more dangerous than the PLA is not leading a serious military. A military where a ruined billion-dollar ship's crew did not have any firefighting training. But which you can say with almost 100% certainty that each crewman had trans-awareness training. I'm telling you, that's not a serious military. Nor is there any indication that we are even ramping up for a fight in Ukraine. So that, you know, we couldn't even back up the saber rattling. Putin has tens of thousands of troops deployed to attack. What do we have? This isn't... I left Europe in 1987. In 1987, we could have given them hell. I served in the 1st Armored Division and 7th Corps, and both of those things are gone. We have not done... that. We used to do this exercise called Reforger, which was reinforce the German forces. And that would be a surge of forces from the United States. And we did that once a year. Well, and, you know, I got to sit back and watch because I was the forces of Germany. They were backing up. So I'd see them flying and go, hey, this is cool. Jumping in, landing, rappelling in, infiltrating. We couldn't do that now if our lives depended on it. The allies of NATO, forget about that. So what's our plan? Some airstrikes? Maybe we shoot some missiles? Putin takes the hit, then hits back hard, not necessarily in theater either. Does he take out our satellites like he did the other day? He took out a satellite the other day. Does he unleash a cyber attack on our infrastructure? That would be completely up to him. He'll be calling the shots, and he'll be well inside our decision cycle. So what did the Krauts do when a flurry of hypersonics turns Ramstein Air Base into a smoking wasteland? Well, the strudel munchers are going to be terrified, and whoever just replaced Merkel is going to tell us we can't fight from German territory anymore. Watch that happen. So you know, it boils down to this. We lose. And it makes Afghanistan look like a 1 in comparison to the Ukrainian 10 on the 1 to 10 national humiliation scale. Or maybe we draw and dig in on Ukraine's version of the DMZ. We're never going to build up the forces to push his army out of the territory he took under Obama. And the Chinese will be there taking notes on how we run a conventional fight. They will index our electronic activity, they'll learn our tactics, and note our weaknesses. And they will leverage that all against us when they decide it's time to annex Taiwan. That's if they don't decide to do this while we're playing around in Ukraine. Food for thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis. Holster.com. In early October, a 18-year-old Arlington, Texas student named Timothy George Simpkins was granted a $75,000 bond and released from jail after allegedly shooting and injuring three students and a teacher at Timberview High School. His lawyer, a civil rights attorney named Kim T. Cole, claims the case isn't a standard-issue school shooting. First question is going to be why, and that's going to, according, you know, that what they're trying to set up is because bullying drove him to it. Which, that could be, you could say the same thing in a large part about what happened in Columbine. But here's the New York Post description of how things went down. The fight between Simpkins and a 15-year-old fellow student was broken up and the two students calmed down. But then Simpkins pulled out a firearm from his orange backpack and fired several shots that struck three people. Calvin Pettit, a 25-year-old English teacher who jumped in to break up the fight, was shot in the back, suffering broken ribs and a collapsed lung, according to the police and his family. The other victims were identified as Zach Selby, Iamofi Alawepo, and Parisia Altima. Police have said that a 15-year-old boy was in critical condition, while a teenage girl who was grazed by a bullet had been discharged from the hospital. The fourth victim, a pregnant woman, was injured in a fall during the shooting. Now, according to the Post, a Simpkins family spokeswoman claimed the alleged shooter was being targeted and robbed by bullies and acted in, and hang on, self-defense. Now, of course, this cannot be due to the Rittenhouse verdict because we didn't have a Rittenhouse verdict yet before he was let loose. Attorney Cole said there are numerous school shootings that have occurred across this country that are tragic. All school shootings are tragic. However, in this situation, this was not someone who was just out to go and shoot a school and made up his mind and said, you know, hey, I'm upset, I'm just going to shoot anyone I see. That's not the situation here. So I request the media correct their narrative with regard to what happened and that you all respect the family's privacy. The narrative, she says. I'm not entirely sure what other narrative the media is supposed to take when a deranged shooter opens fire on classmates, bullying or not. And even notwithstanding the seeming difficulty of proving a 15-year-old was actually bullying this 18-year-old, self-defense defense seems suspect, though they certainly will give it their best shot in court. They haven't had their day in court just yet. And don't get me wrong. I'm as pro-self-defense as they come. But even if the bullying claims are even remotely true, bringing a loaded gun to one of the few places in the country where guns in the hands of students are not and should not be allowed, and firing at multiple people, including a teacher, after the fight that apparently sparked it had ended, sounds like not just an absurdly disproportionate response, but outright attempted murder. Because the hostility was over. Anybody that pulls a gun and gets ready to shoot someone has to be conscious of the fact that there may be something occur before they do it to where they have to not shoot or stop shooting. And that is if the attack is broken off. In whatever form or guise the attack takes. So the gist of this turns out to be, if it turns out to be even remotely true as the eventual trial unfolds, the defense is almost certainly going to have problems. And yet it seems the prosecutors are already giving Simpkins a light touch. Instead of multiple counts of attempted murder, this 18-year-old man is being charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And he gets to sit at home while awaiting trial. Because clearly an adult who brings a weapon and opens fire in school isn't a danger to himself or anyone else. So let's contrast this with the most recent tragic school shooting, Ethan Crumley, 15, stands accused of killing 4 and injuring 7 at Oxford High School in Oxford, Michigan. Now, you may have heard about Timothy George Simpkins for almost half of a day. But at most, but I'll wager you likely heard something about the Crumley case every day since it happened. Indeed, from bashing Trump supporters to the usual anti-white rhetoric and calls for gun control, they have used this particular shooting to bolster every possible narrative favorable to their cause. Now, Crumley obviously deserves everything coming to him and more, but neither the media nor the leftists eager to spice a narrative will even broach the topic of bullying here, though there seems to be evidence it existed and played a role in the teenager's mental condition. There are also no calls to grant bail, nor are there protests against the 15-year-old's move to an adult prison. In fact, in an unprecedented prosecutorial move, Crumbly's parents are behind bars and facing serious prison time themselves. And whatever you think of their actions before the shooting, gun control advocates have been waiting for decades for an excuse to cast a prosecutorial net beyond the actual killers, and this case has given it to them in spades. And I believe the parents can be harshly criticized in this case and even believe they should face consequences while still acknowledging, you know, this is still some prosecutorial overreach. Now, Crumley's gunfire did kill his victims, whereas Simpkins did not. And that is a legal difference that obviously will play a role in the charges and sentencing. But there's another key difference in the two school shooters that most media are going to fail to acknowledge. Do you think Ethan Crumley and his parents would be treated differently in the media had none of his victims died? Or would they have kept on bolstering their narrative? And if Simpkins had managed to kill his victims, would we still be hearing about that shooting today? And now you got to ask yourself, if you think the answer is yes, ask yourself how much coverage mainstream media sources have given the Waukesha parade horror just 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Just that interesting, just that quick. I mean, when you look at this, all of this is an aberration. There are no good murders, no good shootings. But the way they're covering it, it's all based on what they think they can get out of it. What is their return for their investment? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A string of deadly tornadoes ripped through multiple states on Friday night, killing dozens of people. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear spoke to reporters Monday about the impact on his state.
Grays County Senior Center and Western Kentucky Allied Service Building, that's the Community Action Building, have been damaged so extensively, there's no way they can prepare meals for seniors. That's how mean this weather event was.
The Democratic governor adding that the tornado killed at least 74 people in his state. President Biden announced he will travel to Kentucky on Wednesday to survey the damage. No U.S. troops will be punished for an August drone strike in Afghanistan responsible for killing 10 civilians, including 7 children. It happened back in the capital city of Kabul just days after more than a dozen U.S. troops died in a suicide bombing. USA Radio News. With Christmas nearing, the holiday rush is going full blast. Experts predicting the volume of online shopping and shipping this season will break records. Delivery services want to keep up with the pace with this holiday rush underway. The Postal Service saying beginning today through the 18th will be the busiest mailing, shipping, and delivery week of the year. This as Zach Diners, DHL Facility Operations Manager, tells Fox Business they've been staffing up since the coronavirus pandemic began.
You know, we've been living peak for almost 2 years now. So with the pandemic, we hired about 3,000 people last year. And then this year, to really support kind of this boom that we've seen, we've added another 2,000 people across the U.S. to really support the industry.
Despite the Supreme Court allowing a new abortion law to remain in effect in Texas, abortion clinics remain open. However, there's only about 20 abortion clinics left in the state. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. Now, we have talked a lot about old Gavin and what he intends to do and what he wants to do in California. And even though I've done it that much, I still want to do it some more. Because he thinks he's figured something out, an end run, if you will, around the Second Amendment. He thinks he's very clever. But as the old saying goes, he's probably being too clever by half. Now, his latest idea to grab guns from law-abiding citizens is to copy the new Texas abortion law. And that law makes abortion illegal, but incentivizes private citizens to sue those who provide abortions, keeping the state out of the loop. Newsom wants to do the same thing, to enforce California's laws against imaginary weapons called assault weapons. Now, here's the problem with this that I don't see a lot of people talking about. Abortion is a, you know, abortion is a judicial construct. And the Second Amendment is a part of the Bill of Rights. Very real. Which makes the laws themselves illegal no matter who enforces them. Now, Newsom doesn't like the Supreme Court's ruling that allowed Texas law to remain in effect while abortion clinics challenge it, calling on the state legislature and the attorney general to craft legislation that would authorize private citizens to sue anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit or parts in California. And he said in a statement that he released, "I'm outraged by yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court decision allowing Texas's ban on most abortion services to remain in place. Why don't you run your own state, pal?" But he continues, "But if states can now shield their laws from review by the federal courts and compare assault weapons to Swiss Army knives, then California will use that authority to protect people's lives where Texas used it to put women in harm's way." Federal judge in June overturned California's longtime ban on assault weapons in June, comparing the AR-15 rifle to a Swiss Army knife as both good for home and battle. I don't necessarily disagree with that one. Now, assuming that the Supreme Court has even a modicum of judicial integrity left, there is a big difference between abortion and gun rights. Abortion is a judge-made law. There's not a single word in the Constitution about abortion. There's also not a single word in the Constitution about privacy rights. So, the only way that the court could get to abortion in 1973 was to rely upon a judge-made right to privacy, and from that right to extrapolate another judge-made constitutional right to abortion. So it was just made up out of whole cloth, basically. It is a completely baseless decision that ignores entirely the 10th Amendment, which leaves to the state those matters the Constitution does not address. Now, the Constitution might address privacy obliquely, as in, you know, because it was intended to limit, not expand, government power. But there's no simple way to get from that to a federal constitutional right to destroy a life in utero. States which are closer to the moors of the citizens within that geographic boundary get the right to make that decision. What this means is that those who would oppose abortion are constantly attacking the validity of Roe v. Wade. And the point is that if America is to have a constitutional right to abortion, that needs to be done through the constitutional amendment process, rather than the decision of 9 unelected men who are making it up as they go along. Every law enacted in pro-life states is ultimately intended to get Roe v. Wade reversed on the ground that it doesn't have a smidgen of constitutional legitimacy. Then you get to the Second Amendment, and then things get different. There, it's in black and white, nothing oblique, nothing ambiguous, as large as life and twice as natural. "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. To the extent the government can enact laws that infringe on that right, those laws must be drafted as narrowly as possible and further a compelling state interest." It doesn't make things better if California says, "Well, we're not enforcing it, others will enforce it." Any law as broad as California's ban on those imaginary assault weapons is something to nullify, some nullity. So, citizens who have no right or standing to go to court demanding damages from other citizens in accordance with a law that is null and void, well, you know, just take in consideration everything I just said. And as a matter of law and logic, I know I'm right. It remains to be seen, though, whether enough of the 4 allegedly conservative justices on the Supreme Court, and I'm talking about Roberts, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, because I know that Alito and Thomas are absolutely conservative, it'll be interesting to see if they have the moral fortitude to make the right call on both the abortion and gun rights cases that come before them. I always find it interesting that it's okay to kill a baby, but then they'll try to take away guns based upon how many people they can kill so fast. And yet, taking all that in consideration, it's never a thing. It's never a thing that anybody gets out there and says, let's look at these two things and see what they purport to do. Because one, absolutely, abortion is killing something. Now, the abortion proponents would say it's a clump of cells. And people like me who believe if there's a heartbeat, if there's a heart beating that's killing a person, a being, a human, well, then I say you're just committing murder. Because if I kick that in utero child, while I'm in the process of trying to steal your TV, I will get charged with not only your murder, but my murder. Or, excuse me, their murder, the baby's murder, the in utero murder. So how can I be charged with murder if I'm committing a crime, and yet abortion is not a crime? So, on the other hand, the founders were quite plain about what they were looking for when they were trying to draft this Second Amendment. They wanted you to be able to fight the government. They wanted you to be able to fight the government on an even keel. They wanted you to be able to beat the government. That's what they wanted. So, yes, the Second Amendment has been infringed on, although it's the one closest to, of all the others that are out there today, the first is definitely nowhere near where they wanted it to be. Fourth and fifth, same. I mean, just ask Kyle Rittenhouse about his Fifth Amendment, the way that Binger was going after him on that one. So it's quite interesting to look at the two things, because they want to ban one because it kills people, and they want to keep one because it kills people. That's not oversimplifying. That's just the basis of everything out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Twelve major cities hit all-time homicide records, according to ABC News. According to some police officials, in these areas, it's worse than a war zone. So, it goes a little something like this. At least 12 major U.S. cities have broken annual homicide records in 2021, and there's still 3 weeks to go in the year. Of the dozen cities that have already surpassed the grim milestone for killings, five top records that were set or tied just last year. So that means, you know, things are going from bad to worse. Welcome to the Brandon administration's era of unity and healing. And that's the one with the Attorney General and the FBI Director who tells us the real problem is with white supremacists, with that term reserved for anyone to the right of Antifa, anyone against Taliban-style destruction of historical cultural monuments, any parents protesting their tax dollars being used to race-shame their children, anyone who questions if they're being told the truth about the 2020 election and about COVID, and especially anyone who believes uncompromisingly in the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So, in other words, anyone whose beliefs are at odds with the politics that get people elected in the leading homicide cities. And while there's been much made of the cities being run by Democrats, there's another common factor shared by all. Each of them is run by a member of Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns Coalition. And all you have to do is go to the MAIG website, selecting who we are, and scrolling down. And open up each state, and a list of member cities will drop down. Incidentally, you might want to see if yours is on the list, and if there's anything you can do about that in terms of publicly objecting. Some of the towns aren't that big or solidly Democrat, and they may wish to avoid angry attention and controversy, or the prospect of an open carry sidewalk gathering coinciding with a community fair, and quietly drop out, as happened in other places.
So who wins this? And I talked about this last week. I don't remember which show it was on, but I've already talked about this. But we need to be looking at this. Well, and this is in alphabetical order. I don't know who's worst and who's best. But Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mayor Tim Keller has been a strong, common-sense gun champion who always puts the needs of his community and public safety first. So says Shannon Squeaky Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action. Austin, Texas. Austin Mayor Steve Adler speaks at the Texas State Capitol for Austin's hashtag March for Our Lives. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A march for gun control was held in Baton Rouge in conjunction with the national rally in Washington, D.C. Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom was among those who spoke at the event. Columbus, Ohio. Today, City Council President Shannon G. Harden, Columbus Mayor Andrew J. Ginther, and City Attorney Zach Klein announced 11 comprehensive changes to local laws to reduce gun violence. Indianapolis, Indiana. Mayor Joe Hogsett's proposal for spending the federal dollars then is aimed squarely at addressing the gun violence epidemic. Louisville, Kentucky. As murders in Louisville skyrocket, Fisher hosted the two-day U.S. conference of Mayor's Summit to help mayors, councils, police chiefs, and other public servants share ideas and, again, insights into how they would tackle gun violence, plaguing the entire country. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mayor Kenney acknowledges Philadelphia has a gun crisis, but sidesteps questions about D.A. Larry Krasner's crime comments, where he said there was no crisis of crime. Portland, Oregon. Portland mayor tells student rally he'll seek citywide assault weapon ban. Mayor Ted Wheeler, a Democrat, promised a group seeking gun control that he would work at both the institute local regulations and overturn a state ban on such laws. They have preemption there, and he can't do it. So he won't get very far with that. That was a lie. He was lying to make people go away. Rochester, New York. Rochester Mayor James Smith has extended the city's state of emergency order on gun violence, first issued by Lovely Warren last month. It allows the Rochester police chief to shut down businesses where there's been a shooting in the past month. St. Paul, Minnesota, very close to where my network, Genesis, is at right now. Join us as the mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter, signs the Wear Orange Proclamation to declare June 8th as National Gun Violence Awareness. Then there's Toledo, Ohio, and Tucson, Arizona. And that rounds out the 12. All 12 mayors of the homicide cities are Democrats. All 12 are members of the Mayors Against the Illegal Guns. There's a line in Ian Fleming's classic Goldfinger that seems very appropriate here. Mr. Bond, they have a saying in Chicago, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence. The third time, it's enemy action. What about the 12th time? And it's true that correlation does not equal causation, and that saying it does is a logical fallacy. And that said, 12 out of 12, not once, but twice, is one hell of a correlation. And breaking it down further to examine how utterly useless every one of the mayors has been in even making a dent in their signature issues suggests none of them knows what the hell they're doing. About 6 years ago, there was a column that came out at Amaland. I think it was from David Kodria. And he demonstrated how the Bloomberg cities made the top 50 list for the world's most dangerous. And as for the U.S. cities that made the list, they also share undeniable commonalities. For instance, they're all dominated by Democrats. They all champion progressive policies. And every single one of them likes Bloomberg. So blame guns, blame gun owners, blame systemic racism, blame Republicans, demand, and then squander placating grant money. Point fingers at everyone and everything except those committing the violence and those who enable and make excuses for them. Maybe hold a gun buyback just for show, then lather, rinse, repeat, because nothing changes except lawlessness goes up and violence goes up. That does change. It increases. And every one of those collective frauds is guilty of oath-breaking and government malpractice to further their own ambition. They've got enough of a constituency of self-interested wealth and power transfer recipients and delusionally useful idiots built up to where their dynasties are assured. At least until everything collapses. Now, for a long time, my thinking was that the Cloud and Piven assault would be financial. But that has not been the case, and it is not going to be the case. So, it's going to be something else. And right now, it looks like it's going to be violence. They're going to try to drive these communities into the ground, burning all the way, and then step in and say, we can make this go away if you'll do this. Except, there's a problem with that. In California, where all the DAs have decriminalized crime, where they're trying to make every gun go away and everything else, the very, very nice and trendy old money in Beverly Hills is arming up. And if they're arming up, you got problems. They're out there looking at things, and they're looking at it from a very educated standpoint, and they're making plans. They are making plans. So, keep that in mind. I will be back in 21 hours in between now and then. I think it would be really, really good if you could just remember one thing. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.